Hello everyone, my name is Oluwatimileyawe and you're welcome to Unscripted with Timmy. It's been a long time and I have sure missed you guys. I've really missed you guys a lot and it's good to be back. It's good to be here again. Thank you for sticking through. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. I really do appreciate you tuning in to listen to this. Unscripted with Timmy has been on a break. Or at least the podcasting now has been on the break for almost a year, over a year now, and I'm glad that I'm able to still do this. I feel like it's a gift, I feel like it's an opportunity, a privilege. So I'm really happy I'm actually doing this. I'm really happy I'm here. This is Mirror Conversations. Finally, we're doing it, and I'm excited. Honestly, I'm really happy to be sharing Mirror Conversations with you guys. The hype has been crazy, the reports have been mad, the comments, the reviews, the kind words has gone forth. I'm really happy that we're finally getting to do Mirror Conversations after over a year. I don't know, the very idea of Mirror Conversations came to me like at the beginning of the year. I was thinking to myself, how do I beat consistency issues this year? And then I was like, I don't think I'm going to work on any long-term project. I'm just going to do a short-term project and I'm going to do it for a period of time. I'm going to take a break and then do it again. Probably do two in a year and then that'll be it. Because I just figured that I'm actually just a very lazy person with serious consistency issues. Because I've promised podcast how many times. In fact, some people don't take my word for it anymore. I've promised podcast, and then it ends up not happening. So at this point, I just had to like make sure that this one was actually happening before I started hyping it and speaking all about it. But I'm really happy that with all the hype and everything back and forth, we are finally here. All right, Mirror Conversations on Unscripted with Timmy podcast. These are if I'm going to go deep into what Mirror Conversation is all about for a bit, because this episode is supposed to be about like introductory episode into Mirror Conversations and Unscripted with Timmy podcast and what we've been up to over a year ago and all of that, and then Mirror Conversations majorly, you know, to speak about it and then give you guys what it is all about. Unscripted with Timmy has been on the break over a year. I stopped recording after I left school, after I left uni, and my entire series here I did not record. I think I recorded only one episode. What have I been up to? I've been up to nothing really when it comes to podcasting, like audio podcasting. But basically serving my father's land, which was Shege Pro Max. It was Shege month after month. God, NYC program. It was crazy. I mean, it was Shege back to back. That one was there. I did that. And then after that, you know, working and all of that, I've just been adulting and Shege Banza. That's been mad Shege actually. So, but I mean, we're pushing through every day, adulting, and we're growing and we're learning. So that's what Unscripted with Timmy. But I mean, while the podcast was on a break, I mean, I was trying to do the newsletter. It was going out every now and then. People still receive newsletters from me, and I think I'm really glad what we're doing with the newsletter. By the way, if you want to join the community for the newsletter, the link is going to be in the description box. In the description box, if you want to join the mailing list, I would really like you to join it. It's an entire community, and I go there, speak my mind, things I don't get to say on the podcast, I say it there. And I think I'm a little bit more expressive there. So please check it out. All right. So Mirror Conversations, what's really the idea here? Mirror Conversations came out of the need for people to be more self-aware and in turn enhance their productivity. Something I think really resonates with me. If you're asking what kind of content do I put out, I would really say inspirational and motivational. The idea for this podcast, or the idea for what I do generally, is to make people a better version of themselves. So podcasting, writing, video, if I eventually dabble into video, which I think I might or I might not, if I eventually dabble into video, it is all still the same thing, making people a better version of themselves. People becoming more acquainted with purpose and they're becoming more productive with their lives. I really just like people stepping up to become better. I don't know, I think this year I might actually really brand my CV as a life coach, because I feel like I feel really comfortable doing that. Helping people become better versions of themselves gives me so much joy. So that's the idea behind Mirror Conversations. I realized, or I found a life hack that nobody wants you to know. And that life hack is, there's a bridge between self-awareness and productivity. You cannot become a better version of yourself if you don't currently are in tune or are very self-aware about this current version of yourself. So I found out that you cannot progress if you don't currently know where you are. You cannot locate yourself on the map. You cannot move ahead on the map. You cannot even use the map if you don't know where you are standing first on that map. Do you understand? So I feel like instead of us jumping to talk about productivity, we could actually start the conversation from where it's most important. Self-awareness for you as a person. How self-aware are you? All right, who are you? What do you do? Why do you do the things you do? All right, and how do you do the things you do? Do you understand? So self-awareness questions, not just the end, but the means. That, you know, there's a quote that the means does not justify the end. I don't know if that's the way they say it, but the end does not justify the means. I think it's the second one. The end does not justify the means. All right, so what you're trying to do does not justify how you do it. All right, so basically mirror conversations are, you know, self-awareness topics. All right, they are topics that are supposed to help you look inward to yourself, not just outward, because I figure that a lot of people actually cast out a lot of blame on people, on random people that you probably don't even know. But like, people are quick to judge, people are quick to give their opinions and tear people down on the outside, and they don't really look inward. In fact, there's a particular funny scenario about relationships, and there's a question that's been going around now, and the question is, are you your spec? Because you're saying, hey, this is my spec, this is what I want. Really, this kind of person that you're describing, would the person want you? Are you the kind of person they will want? Do you understand? It's just a way, the way we draw, we take attention away from ourselves, and we kind of like protect ourselves in this bubble. And that bubble is what I'm here to break. I'm here to bust. Break or bust, as the case may be. Actually, that bubble is what I'm here to bust. What are the kind of topics that you need to ask yourself, questions you need to ask yourself, all right, that would help you be a better version of yourself? That's the entire idea of mirror conversations. I think I wrote here that one thing I learned about mirror conversations and why we tagged it like that is because mirroring is an imitation technique. All right, mirroring is like the act of like imitating a certain reality. Now I wrote down somewhere that mirroring, all right, helps you reflect a certain reality of your identity, all right, that deepens your conviction and your comprehension of purpose. God, that's so mind-blowing. I said mirroring is like an act, it's an imitation technique, all right, to reflect a certain reality of your identity, all right, that further deepens your conviction and your comprehension of what your purpose is like. So I found out that what you're mirroring helps to control your perspective and the outlook you have on life. And that's very powerful, because the kind of outlook you have in life is very powerful. I found out something about the mind. If you're thinking about a red car, just wait for another 2 minutes or 30 seconds, you start to see red cars everywhere. So I found out that the perspective that people have towards life, the kind of reality they are mirroring, the kind of reality they are having, or the kind of reality they engage as a result of the ones they are reflecting their life off. Let me give an example. People that had that struggled in their homes growing up, you find out that when they get into relationships, it begins to show. Those things begin to show. All right. So first of all, I need us to stop mirroring other people to be ourselves. All right. But now look at yourself in the mirror. Look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself certain questions. All right. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Ask yourself certain questions. Who am I? What am I here to do? Why am I here? Why am I doing these things that I'm doing? Certain questions that will help you refocus. All right, I said there are three things that I think you need to, that happens when you engage in this mirror conversation, this self-awareness question. One, there'll be clarity. Alright, you'll be able to clarify every confusion that you're feeling and all of that. There'll be clarity. And two, alright, you would all of a sudden have a deeper sense of conviction in who you are and what you're meant to do. And this is very pivotal because it's the first step that usually leads to the second step. The first step is self-awareness, and the second step is the willingness to work to be a better version of yourself. I think Pastor Shola has spoken about this before. The willingness to work on yourself must first come from the awareness that I am not doing the best I can be doing. And that's something me I've learned in my own church, in my short sojourn on earth, that I can always do better than I'm putting on the table. There's a better version of me out there, and I wake up every day with the intent of becoming a better version of myself every day. There are certain things this being your own competition, there are certain benefits it has. You have peace of mind, you're not thinking any competition, and you're more productive with yourself. And these are things that stem up primarily from self-awareness questions. So I'm saying it again, that I know that these conversations are going to bless your life. I know they're going to change the way you think. I know they're going to challenge your thought process. I know they're going to change your perspective and outlook on life. And I know at the end of this project, you'll be a better version of yourself. All right. So I want you to look out. Don't miss any of the episodes as they're coming out. Grab them. As they're coming out, please embrace it fully. As you're listening to these conversations, there are a few things I want you to do. Number one, be honest with yourself. All right. Number two, be curious. Number three, be open-minded to different possibilities and different thought patterns that you've not accommodated before. All right. Be open to learn, and I'm sure you will have a lot of fun. All right. So I'm really, really hoping that you would follow through with this project. All right. Just to wrap this up, all right, the podcast is available on all streaming platforms, so you can listen from anywhere and any app. All right, please do drop a comment, drop a review. I don't want you to just listen and just not tell me how you feel about it. All right, tell me how you feel about it. That's how we get better, that's how we do better, and that's how we improve the quality of what we put out. All right, so to wrap this up, my name is Oluwatimilenyawe. Like I said earlier, this has been Mirror Conversations on Unscripted with Timmy, and I'm really glad that you're finally here and this project is finally here. So look out next week. All right, there's going to be another episode next week, and the week after, and the week after, for the next 10 weeks. All right, I'm really excited to be sharing this with you. Thank you so much for being a part of this. God bless you. I'm looking forward to seeing you next time. That's next week. All right, so stay safe, stay happy, stay jiggy. God bless you. Bye.